where they can't stand but to get the attention. Now, some people don't mind attention. Some people like attention. Kim Kardashian likes attention.
She
would like more attention. If she can get more attention, then she's even better.
Well, she's
so,
trying to be the first lady, eh? She'll be the first lady.
I say. Nobody saw that coming. He's getting ready. His angel rap wasn't a success. So somebody teased him with his obsessive compulsive disorder. His obsessive compulsive disorder has gotten him messed up, and so it puts him in a hard between what they call a rock and a hard place.
Yeah,
it's like that. You'll see, it's gonna be fun.
So the headlines today are: the Supreme Court has gone against Trump, and he's going to have to release his taxes or something. And there's a
someday he is. No, he got his. Let's just clean this up. Gorsuch, remember Gorsuch?
Yes.
Remember Kavanaugh?
Yep.
They were his boys, remember?
Yes.
Okay. He's had them go against him, but he don't have to show his taxes. But they beat him again. The whole wide world is against him. They're killing me. They're killing me. They're doing everything. They're ruining me. My own boys. Fauci, George Burns and Gracie, they've gone against me. My own family's gone against me. My Mary's gone. My blood's gone against me. Nash is gone against me. The Republicans is now turning against me. So now he got his boys on the Supreme Court to go against him. Now check this out. They make a deal allowing New York to proceed against him in their criminal investigation for how he misappropriated the Upper East Side, which he probably did, but to go after him about the marking of the valuations and drawing down off the using the property to stand for the loan, but then taking the loan and making it stand for yet another property, double dipping. It's fine because then you depreciate it out, you pull it back in, you still have to pay, and it's all covered. But it's a little bit. It's a bit. Who was your favorite during Ronald Reagan? Your Kevorkian economics, Keynesian economics, where you just sort of make it up as you go with about like Dr. Kevorkian. Okay, so they ruled against him. So now they cannot get the stuff from the Congress, which is what they're after. That's against the rules. They have to go through subpoenas. Trump's not above the law. Trump's never said he was above the law. He said the office of the presidency is beyond reproach. And the Supreme Court, he had them do this so that he won or he lost on both sides, because now he still don't have it settled. There's nothing they can do about it. They won, and there's nothing they can do about it, and he still had no income taxes. Right before this happened, stupid Joe Biden says, they tell me that I shouldn't debate Trump unless he shows his income taxes. Why would all of a sudden that just come up out of the blue just now if it wasn't on the table as the Democrat talking point? And that's beautiful, because now Nasty says, I'm going after him. I'm never going to have him impeach Barr. They put in paperwork to impeach William Barr right now. They're never going to give up. It's the most wonderful thing ever, because now what happens is they settle it. It'll be after the election before anything has to show. If he even files fucking income tax, we may not even file no income tax. Pretty fun. It won't matter.
Okay.
So the answer to the question is, he had this come out this way so that he lost his cases, but it sealed them from being able to be seen. For example, in New York, that's a grand jury issue. 10 years worth of documents. If they ever get out, they're going to be leaked. Well, if they ever get leaked, it becomes an election thing. Once it's out of the hat, it's over. So that's not going to happen now, because right here out of the blue, here Jay Sekulo, Mr. Sekulo, he got right on that TV real fast. Oh, hell no. We're not having none of this. Oh, hell no. No. We're going to fight this. Because now when they sent it back down to the lower courts, all the arguments that he didn't have to make because it kept going up to the higher court. Now he can restart all those objections again. And in about, I guess, 37 or 38 years, they might have to see his income taxes.
Okay, very good.
Is that enough? Is that what you wanted to know?
Yeah, that was good. I was interested in it, yes. They do say there's an article, the Supreme Court preparing for the Biden presidency. That's just the last.
If he makes it, yeah, it'd be nice.
Okay, so
bitchin' Biden. Oh, bitchin' basement Biden. He's got it going on, boss.
Did Biden, or what's his name, Kavanaugh, and the other guy, they're following Trump's, Gorsuch, are they following Trump's instructions? Are they,
You better believe it. He told them, well, he didn't tell them. They were told.
Yeah, okay. All right, so
why don't they talk about Ruth Bader Ginsburg no more? They don't talk about her no more. It's amazing.
No,
she always has some opinion, and she's right about everything. And all of a sudden, now, like standing there. But, ooh, they all excited about Trump and his new appointees. Schumer's about to die. He's about to have a cow. He can't take it. It's not good.
Does he understand how Trump is manipulating it?
No, but every time he turns around, he gets kicked in the head, no matter what they do. Every time he gets kicked in the head, and he don't know how he does it. He's like, how can he do this? Every time we've killed him, we've tried to kill him, we've run everybody against him, we put people in his own house against him, we've put people on the same thing in jail, we've done everything we can do. Cohen, he was going to go to home arrest forever, and he wouldn't agree to the
not publishing anything.
Not saying, not talking. He said, oh, hell no. And they put his bitch ass back in jail, COVID or no COVID. You'll hear about that tomorrow.
Right. Okay, this, I think, summarized maybe the Canadian view. And maybe the liberal media or
oh, you mean
other
the
people.
Devil? You mean the devil's view, the Canadian? You mean the devil's view?
Yeah. So here's how they look at, because people are being fooled by the tech party and think Trump is down.
He is down, Bob. He's working hard.
Right. So this person,
He's like John Kennedy. Had to remember the press club. And apparently old Joe, Joe Kennedy, the daddy, sent him a little message, a cable. It said, son, stop paying for votes, because if I have to pay for any more votes, I'm not paying for a landslide. If I buy votes, stop buying them, because I'm not going to pay for a landslide in your reelection campaign. That'll be fun.
Okay, so the attitude is that Trump has pissed off the totality, all of the fair-minded Americans.
He's not. And we're cleaning this up as you go. He is securing his position for what you call fair-minded Americans. Remember what we said way back yonder? Is if you, Bob, J.R. Bob Dobbs, never 22, world's tallest midget, turning Texans, the whole, you give them numbnut motherfuckers money that they, the people, American, fair-minded American, whatever you want to call it, that they will follow him into the sea. And you did approve the money, and they got
here
the money.
He is. Right.
Here
okay,
is.
So you have this person thinks that the fair-minded Americans have finally had it with Trump, some of whom could never have voted for Hillary, along with some traditional Republicans, evangelicals, and a majority of independents. They all can't take Trump anymore. Just because he's the subject of so much media doesn't mean he dominates it. He is now the butt of jokes, mocking stories, contemptuous commentaries, and yes, outright broadcast loathing. And his base has shrunk some. Do you want to comment on that part?
That no. Well, yes, we do want to. We do want to report. Here's the reporting: is that the Christians that they're saying have lost their flavor. They know what the times are because they listen to the Bible. They read the Bible. They know the Bible. So therefore, they know this is the condition. He's responding to what the Antichrist would present. He's not the Antichrist. He's saving you or delaying the inevitable, which they know the end of time is coming. So now they're finding a way to engage this very condition, which is a response. We'll give you that. A condition that allows you to have the condition of providing a way out. They may not like every day. See, it's like we said originally. Nobody voted for Trump. They were voting against Hillary. Well, now they're going to vote against basement bitching Biden.
Right. Since the Bible predicted Trump, what has Trump got gathered around him to be this force that's unbeatable? It's not the take
on.
He likes the abuse.
Yeah. Do you remember the Glass Menagerie?
The play by Tennessee Williams?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
How did it work? What was the Glass Menagerie? That impossible thing. Well, Trump comes from a land of he wants to be the little poor kid who's going to try to make his way. He wants to be a member of the wedding. Remember what it was about? And he's never going to get there. It's never going to be. But he would give anything if he could. And so it becomes a twirl, just like Tennessee Williams' marvelous The Glass Menagerie. It's like likened him to that.
Okay, he's never going to be accepted, so how does that help him win the White House? He can't be toppled by any scandal.
Well, do you remember the first time you saw that show, movie, play? Remember the first time you saw it?
Mm-hmm.
You read it? It made you feel some kind of way. He's going after the same kind of feeling. Now, this ain't Breakfast at Tiffany's. We're not talking about colored people going to breakfast. We're not talking about colored people now. They're going to come up later, but right now, that's not what we're talking about. Just saying. We'll sing a little song later. Don't worry. Well, no, we can't do music. No, we might. Nah, we'll see. If it happens, it happens, Bob. There's nothing we can do. So, not Breakfast at Tiffany's, but Tennessee Williams' version of the Glass Menagerie is this creative thing where the little guy has to survive, thrive, take over. Trump's trying to make it suspect that maybe he ain't got no goddamn money. And he's still wonderful. I hate Carolyn. I did all this and I ain't got a dime. I borrowed all that shit. I don't own them buildings. Everybody else, them things is mortgaged to the hilt. I wouldn't have $1 billion if somebody blowed it up my butthole. I don't know nothing about nothing. We're going to prove I ain't got no money. And you stupid assholes, I beat you at your own goddamn game. He would love nothing better than that. He would love that. He would love it.
Okay, so looking at McLuhan's analysis, media analysis, or Kroger's, is there something about what I predicted in my memo to Prince Charles back in 87, the homeopathic cliche probe, which listeners wouldn't know what it means, but there's something where everybody broadcasts now in Web 2.0, so nobody really has to listen to anybody. They just broadcast their own stuff. So in this no non-listening, nobody really receiving anything, does the population look for some one thing outside of themselves that centralizes this chaos of nobody listening? And Trump shows up as the figure for that. And so Trump runs everything on the planet by this technological fact.
No. It's not Trump. It's the MAGA hat.
The mega head does it.
Yeah, it's the thing. It's not Flynn. It's Sidney Powell. It's not Flynn. Flynn didn't have anything to do with it. It's Sidney Powell. So it's not Trump. It's the mega head. Make America great again. What was wrong? Was America not great? when you're part of America, you live in the best place in the world, and now you're trying to make it great like it's not. Come on now. See, so you
see the rub kind of,
No, you're saying it's an absurd idea. Well, why is it popular?
Because the hat becomes an outside part, and it doesn't affect Trump.
Doesn't affect Trump.
Right. They can say what they say or do what they do. Well, it's a representation. Everybody's having a fit about Trump, and they're not really. Everybody's having a fit about Cohen, but then they're not really. Everybody's having a fit about the Supreme Court and his income taxes. If he had all the income taxes or none of the income taxes, what the fuck does that really make any difference of here now? Well, he did things wrong. Well, so did y'all. Okay. See, the rub now becomes, those are all become situation ethics. Croker points out what's wrong. McLuhan, in describing Croker, points out the absurdity of pointing out how naked the emperor is or the lack of significance of Rumpelstiltskin is, even if you have something up your bum or not. Croker's giving the problem. McLuhan, before there's ever a problem, says there's no problem. The only problem is you in the problem. You take you out of the conversation, no problem. If you take Trump out of this conversation, MAGA hat's still going to be there. MAGA hat is the same problem. Do you remember C. Everett Koop?
Yes, the Surgeon General, yeah.
And you would remember that. He had a problem, too. He wasn't very dictatorial in his work as the Surgeon General of the United States of America. There's a lot of problems and things going on, and he became just a potsy. Nobody remembers anything he did because he didn't do anything. Nobody remembers any benefit that there was when he was in there because he didn't do anything. As in the Reagan days, and they turn around a little later, and he turn around and he's like, oh, just say no, don't do this. And everything he did undid everything that was to be done medically. And yet, you who can't even remember what you ate for food yesterday, remember who C. Everett Koop is. He never did a thing. That's Carolyn. He never did a thing. He never did. Good or bad. He was innocuous. He knew nothing.
Just for correction, people hear that you said McLuhan commented on Croker, you know, McLuhan died before Croker showed up. So you meant something else?
No. McLuhan, you're talking about the Croker quadrant. McLuhan said before Croker in the quadrant that there was the only problem that Croker talks about is you. You are the problem in the problem. If you take you out of it, it's not the remote control, it's the TV that's the problem.
You talking about me, Bob, or the people, you?
The people, you.
Okay. So you're saying
we were talking about McLuhan. Talking about the McLuhan quadrant, you're talking about Croker, and you're talking about when they from McLuhan to Croker, and that's what we were talking about. That was the response. That's the problem. That's the difference between Donald Trump and the MAGA hat.
Now, I don't know if I know what you mean. What the problem is, and no problem.
Okay.
I don't know.
You're
what
saying
you're
you're giving a reference of McLuhan.
Well, let me say this sentence. Are you saying that it's the MAGA hat that is the President of the United States?
No. We're saying the MAGA hat's what pissed every American off.
Why?
Because they don't like this impetus that something outside is reminding us that we're not any good. And that it's kind of like when they're running around saying, Black Lives Matter, Black Lives Matter, Black Lives Matter. But if they really mattered, why would you talk about it? Why do you need to make America great again? Isn't
so
it already
people
great?
Are okay. The people are mad at the hat and what it means, so they vote Trump in. Where's the logic there?
That's correct. Because every time Trump gets on stage, all he talks about is nobody's better than he is. Nobody did it more than he is. He's the best president that's ever been. No one's ever been as successful as him. Nobody ever can negotiate anything good as he can. Nobody can talk to anybody like they can. He's the best that ever was, best. And after a little while, it just becomes cliched. And that's what McLuhan would say is wrong with his level or degree of tacit mediaological information overflow. Tacit overflow.
Tacit, T-A-C-I-T?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so why is Trump going to be reelected if everybody's disgusted with his cliche?
Oh, because you want him president. He fits in your narrative. And when the aliens come, he's got to be there because somebody else will fuck it off.
Okay, so you're talking about people don't like him, like that Canadian thing I just read. But it won't matter because he's not the hat or something.
Right, he's not the hat. He's going to come in here and he's going to say, watch your stock market. You remember you're shorting it again. You've got to come up with another big stimulus, another big stimulus. You're going to have to do that. You're going to have to give up on that. You're going to have to do it. You don't want to do it. And we're not going to do it until you say do it. You need to get over that. You're going to have to get over that because you've got to do that. You've got to do it.
I got to release the money.
Yeah, you got to do that. But just do it when you want to.
Release the money. Release the money. I don't care. It's all right.
Okay, good. Is recorded. All is recorded. That's good.
Yeah.
But we didn't want to make it be about us. It's your call, and it hadn't been released yet. So just saying. But sidebar. That's a sidebar. The money has nothing to do with it, okay? If they hate him so bad, why don't they, when he sends them the money, when you send them the money, why don't they say, damn you, Trump, damn you, and damn your office, and damn your whole shit, damn your government, damn your administration, and have the checkup. Or give the money. Burn the goddamn money. Don't tear down the statues. Burn up all the goddamn money. There you go. Boy, now that'll show him. Oh, but now, wait, that's my money. Wait, let's see. See the difference? If you were really that mad at Trump, you wouldn't take his fucking money. If you were really that bad off, you wouldn't pray at the altar of the Church of the Sub-Genius. See how that goes? They like it, but then they don't. They get it, but then they're not. Pelosi's all fall backward against him, but it's all right that her fucked up husband got PPP money. Oh, yeah, that was all right. Yeah, no problem.
No problem. That's okay.
Who were you just talking about?
Nasty Pelosi's husband got a shitload of PPP money in Guam.
Yeah. So it sounds like the tech body makes people crazy, and they're becoming more schizophrenic, more paranoid, more hysterical, more ecstatic, and more panicky.
It's a fractal.
And the fractal of the Mandelbrot mathematical or the fractal of the antenna function? Which fractal?
Both making them crazy. Both making them crazy. Because they're both.
So the tech body, when we describe tech body, it's a fractal on both meanings?
Yes.
It has that effect, or it's perceived that way.
It does.
And that's the 311th. That's not our part of the tech party.
That's correct. But frenetically, it has an effervescing capacity. It gets to bubbling. And that's what they do. The humans feed into it, and it bubbles it up, and it takes a nothing thing and makes this big blowed-up thing. See what happens? They take a nothing thing and blow it up into this great big old thing, and you're like, God damn, where did all that come from? See?
They do that with their typing.
A lot of people are typing, but you just said earlier that everybody's doing their own thing. They can do their own podcast. They can do their own show. And so much shows going on that nobody's listening to anybody's show. This isn't Edward R. Murrah anymore. Where's Walter Cronkite? They only listen to Walter Winchell. He's the only one that had a say, you see. In the old days of Tom Brokaw.
Right. So in this situation, nobody's listening to anybody. We're 8/11 of the tech body because we are the media ecological balance to the 3/11 of the tech body. We compensate. Provide a ballast against the extremities of the tech body, the 3/11 tech body.
We'll see. Now, for the first time, for the very first time, now you conjured a positional juxtaposition of probability. Now you've caused into, we'll have to see the roll of the dice. We'll see how probability falls. Because now, if we give it the way it is, we tell them a lot of things it is. But now we tell things it is, they blow them up into other things. So now we have to be extra careful to make sure that it can play your way. The aliens are already here, Bob, but they're not going to meet till it's time.
Bob, they're already here. They're already here, but they're not going to meet with you until it's time.
Okay, so the when you talk about media ecology today, the media ecology is the interplay of Einendom, us, 8-11ths of the tech body, in relation to the 3-11ths of the tech body. That's the media ecology.
Yes, but now don't forget, okay, but then you have things that are conjured inside that that's not that. An example of that would be Kanye. That's Thompson Quadrant. You left Thompson out. Kanye West would be the representation of the Thompson Quadrant. I'm going to run for president. I'm taking my, what do you say? I'm taking my hat off. I'm taking my Trump hat off. That's what he said. I'm going to take my Trump hat off, and I'm going to do something different. I can't run this, and I can't run that, so I'm going to be an independent. The motherfucker's running for president, and he hasn't even filed his paperwork yet. He hasn't done a committee to even say if he has the capacity or not. He's just going to say, oh, well, I can just run something. Well, I'll just do something. That's the thing, that the 3-11ths are affecting things like a Kanye.
Right. Is Kanye's run, does he take votes away from Biden? Does he help Trump? What's his influence?
See, the problem is, remember, they said that
you mean nothing.
Nothing, because the black people don't like him because he's fucking the Kardashians. Okay, because they think the Kardashians are some messed up son. They say he ain't even black. So they can't support him. They don't listen to his music. So he was going to do angel rap. He wanted something to make the angels dance. Remember those words? You watched the documentary.
Yeah.
Well, it didn't work out for him. So now he's going to take the next leap into the great divide and become sitting president of the United States of America. Da, 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 da. He less likes hell. He's going to rap to hell to the chief. It'll be good. To hell with the chief. It'll be to hell with the chief. So that's fun, okay? Because now normal people are kind of going, even Oak Creek kind of go, well, you know, that's kind of ridiculous. But hell yeah! Hell yeah! If only Trump could be president, Kanye could be that. Kanye is my nigga. Kanye is my nigga. I can go with Kanye, yeah. We can have a church and have the tribal beat. Listen, Bob. The tribal beat. The beating of the tribal drums. We can go back into a xenocracy, back in the days of the tribal lands that allowed us to follow something outside of something that we knew to be more than the sum total that we are. That's the tiny note, is it not?
Yes. Yeah. So,
You actually looked at your chart. We're so excited. He's looked at his chart for the first time. It's beautiful.
So how you just define the tiny note chart? That's what Zappa tried to make fun of.
Yes.
Tiny note situation.
Well, so when everyone else is too, even the little book in Revelation, the same way. And he ate it up and it made his belly sour.
Who ate it up?
Who ate the tiny, the revelator, remember? The tiny little book?
Oh, yeah, right.
They ate the little book, and it made it like wormwood and gall. It made his belly sour.
And for the people who don't know, the little book is my tiny note chart.
Correct. That's it.
Okay, so I'm trying to look at why this situation, we're coming to the end of time.
You are.
Why does Trump's image fit the time, this timing? And why would the Bible note it? Is it because
he was created for a day like this? He was created. Oh. He's used to it. Everybody hates him, like you. Everybody. They love you till they hate you, and they hate you till they love you.
I mean, like, it's not that I hate him. You're saying the way I'm hated, they love me and they hate me.
You both. You both would be in the LaRue quadrant.
Yeah, this is Bob in the White House. Trump is Bob in the White House. Same situation.
That's right. You become Barry Goldwater.
Right.
Later day.
Now, why do the aliens require me? Because I'm from Alpha Centauri, I'm not Andromeda.
CK aliens.
Because of what I said. 35 years ago.
The first words they ever heard was Adolf Hitler, and he didn't make it. You did. The first radio broadcast came from Adolf Hitler, not USA. It came from Germany.
And then what did I do?
You're still here. That he's not.
Right. So the aliens were, they liked Hitler.
No, that's just all they heard. That's all they knew. They didn't.
Oh,
it's not about life or not life. We're having puffs, Bob. Well, I don't like puffs. You don't know. You eat puffs. Carolyn laid out puffs. God damn it, you're going to eat puffs. You ordered them. They came in. You're going to eat them.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
You don't get a choice in it.
I see. So you're saying, for some reason, when I was in CKLN, I broadcast on a frequency that only they could hear. They only heard that frequency.
Well, yeah. And they heard Adolf Hitler first, and he was He was trying to tell them to come into their power. He was trying to say build a perfect race. He was trying to say get rid of all the other races, and then you can be the only race left, so you'll be perfect. No. He was trying to say everybody had to be blonde-haired and blue-eyed from a genome that could be set in such a way that it would become invincible. It would create an army that the world would pale in its presence from. That was the same thing that happened at Babylon, but Nebuchadnezzar had the same kind of trouble. See, from the same problem.
Okay, so what am I doing?
Oh, you're becoming Malachi.
Malachi?
You're fixing to do what Malachi does.
Was that the king of Israel who turned against his father?
He was a bad dude, boss.
Yeah, but was he the father who brought in the pagan stuff? Or did the son bring in the pig?
What's the difference? Is it live or is it memory? Is it live or is it memorex? You can't
No,
say
no. Which Malachi? Are you talking about the father and son together?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay. They were the kings in that string of kings.
It's the condition.
Since we're going back to the book of Genesis, where is Malachi in this sequence from the book of Revelation back to Genesis? Are we in the Malachi period now?
Yeah, that's right at the end. Well, if you do it the other way, it's right at the end of the Old Testament. This is the prove me, says the Lord of hosts. You're in the prove me state.
When you say when we do it the other way, you mean when we go in reverse order?
From Genesis to Revelation. When you go from Genesis to Revelation, it's the end of the Old Testament. If you do it the other way, it's the first book of the Old Testament.
Okay. All right, so we're there, just before the book of Genesis.
Well, you're just starting the Old Testament, Bob.
So are we near Revelation at one end or the book of the Genesis?
Revelation's where you started, and you're on your way to Genesis, so you're halfway there.
And that's where Malachi is.
Yeah.
Okay.
Prove me, says the Lord of hosts. That's what you're doing now. You're trying to say, prove it. You're telling everybody to do a sin, and they're saying, prove it. You go, okay. This is what you do.
Okay, so I remember I am talking about Malachi back 2010 or well, years ago. The father and son, if I remember, the son went against what the father represented. I don't remember what the father represented, but he caused a lot of controversy. So Trump expresses the Malachi frequency.
So do you.
Yeah, we express the Malachi. Is this the son or father? Can you say which? Or we're doing both? You're saying can't
well, now you're talking. Now you're talking about Melchizedek, Bob. That's what you're talking about. And that's going to apply in about 1 second, but that's Naaman. That's in the Naaman issue where you have to – that's where Carolyn steps in and saves Naaman.
Okay, but what about this Malachi? We're talking about Malachi, not Melchizedek.
Yeah,
we're trying to figure
out. But the father, son, the pagan stuff, that is Melchizedek, his son, not Malachi.
Oh, okay. So whatever the problem was that you said the king, Malachi is the king, and then his son, when he took over, it was against the father. Is Trump against the father, which is Obama? The image of Obama as the perfect president or something?
No,
is he against that?
He was a terrible. Everybody agrees. No, everybody
agrees. Okay. Well, what is that?
Not
Trump?
Obama.
How is he
not
a,
Obama.
How is
Obama.
Trump like a Malachi?
Oh, that's easy. He's the one that can prove it. He's the one that says If you sign up for my program, I'm going to make you wonderful. If you don't sign up, everything's going to be good as long as I'm president. Prove me, says the Lord of hosts. And so he is. He's going to make everything wonderful. But if you don't vote for him, the taxes is going through the roof. All the businesses are leaving. The stock market going to be 5,000. You're going to die in your bed. Nobody's going to be able to pick up the bodies. You're going to kill somebody, and it's going to be okay because they're going to get rid of all the police. There ain't going to be no police. So nobody's going to be go to jail.
Okay. How come he can make people believe that he can correct that?
Well, it's because he's done it already.
Okay.
He's done it already. So, those jobs that you call the perfect president, he said, people, let me tell you something. Them jobs, they're never coming back. Them jobs, they're gone. Ain't no nigga in the field no more. Ain't no nigga no cotton. Victoria didn't win that war. No, she didn't win that war. Ain't no cotton. Nigga don't pick no cotton no more. They don't do that. They don't have to do that no more. And so now, what's going to happen to them jobs you're talking about? Them middle class, that ain't coming back. It's all gone. It's over.
What Trump says, or he counters that?
No, that's what Obama said. And then Trump didn't say anything. Trump brought the goddamn jobs back. And the money, and everything. That thing that never come back, came back.
And that was all that was important. That's all that was important. Yeah. You said, people, if you give them the money, they'll go over the cliff with you. That was all important. Didn't matter what his personality or his life story or how he beat up his niece, Mary, and all this stuff. Doesn't matter at all because the people want economic abundance, and he seems to provide that.
Yeah. And Mary's mama was a damn judge, and didn't nobody notice or give a care about that. She's a fucking federal judge, a big deal judge. They don't even count about it. Don't even counter that. Well, where's all her bodies buried? Where's all her troubles lied?
Who doesn't care about that?
Mary.
Oh, okay.
She's who leaked. Bob, she is who leaked. Remember they had one page that the New York slime got a copy of Trump's tax return, the one page where showed he wrote off all that? That came straight from her bitch ass. She's that leaker.
Is that a crime, what she did?
Mm-mm.
Not a crime.
No.
Okay.
It helped Trump. Because Trump don't care as long as you're talking about him. You can spend all your time talking about how terrible Bob is. And Bob doesn't mind as long as you're talking about Bob. But if you start talking about somebody else, and he's going to get pissed. He'll get bored real quick if you're not talking about him. But no matter what you're saying, as long as you're talking about Bob, you're serious. It's all about Bob. So it's all
about
Trump.
That's the meaty business message. Content doesn't matter.
Content doesn't matter. Hey, attention is attention. If it's bad attention, that's still attention, honey.
Yeah, when I look at the picture, the photograph that's in public of Mary Trump, she looks unhappy. She looks concerned. She looks a little off. Am I seeing something accurate? Or is she a little nutty?
Yeah, that's because she is. Well, they're all dysfunctional, Bob. They're drunks and problems and all these things, and they can't have anything. And they have the world, and then they have nothing. And then the ridiculous one of all, the philanderer, running around fucking anything to be still, he ends up president of the United Goddamn States. That's insane.
Yeah, okay. So, but you did say Obama was the last president. Maybe you should explain, what is it about a president that Trump isn't? How was Obama the last president?
Oh, there won't be any more after that.
So Trump, is he Trump a president? He's not a president.
Not yet, no. They say everyone that you asked would say that he has violated his oath of office, that he is not a president.
Right, okay, so, and there'll be no president after him.
Correct.
He'll be the last president, or failed president, or almost president. Or people will like him later, and he'll finally reach presidential status.
Mm-hmm.
That was just you're saying
basically,
that.
Yeah.
So he will get his face up at Mount Rushmore But he'll have to pay for it because nobody would support the action.
No, you're going to have to pay for it. You don't mind. You need a tax deduction. You need
But why will it be allowed? Why would it be allowed for his face to be put up there with the great ones?
Well, you give it back to the Lakota people, and then the Lakota people will say, "Well, Bob, we praise you for giving us our land back. So what can we do for you? Well, get you Indians, get you in your do the rain dance in front of us here, and get them carvers over there carving that big old solid granite wall and carve my picture. Make sure my hair is perfect."
That, who says that? I say that about Trump, or say that about myself, or
you,
Trump says it.
You say, you tell them to get his hair perfect.
Okay, so finally, when Bernard hears this, I think that's his name, he'll now know what his role is with the Lakota.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It'll clear up his, his confusion or apathy or not sure sense of mind. Okay, so we've done a lot on Trump. What do we? Okay, still coming back. What is the secret? Why would the Trump? Is it only because it's the end of time and the alien contact, and a guy named Trump has the president of the day? That's what John the Revelator saw, and that's why Trump
mm-hmm.
was put in there.
Uh-huh.
And it's also a pun on the trumpets and the seventh trumpet.
Mm-hmm.
Trump is a trumpet. And what are the trumpets symbolizing in the Book of Revelation?
That doesn't make sense.
What?
That doesn't make sense.
Well, you know, the trumpets traditionally blow down the walls. Its acoustic space can knock down, with its frequencies, can knock down solid structures or visual space, let's say. Is there something about each trumpet in the Revelation that knocked down walls, that moved it to another wavelength, another frequency?
Yes. Yes.
Hmm. Okay. So, I'm tempted to ask about who wrote that book about the sun. I think his name Bannon or something. Baron. That book was written recently and then placed in the past in the 19th century?
Next Tuesday. It'll be ready next Tuesday.
It'll be ready.
Mm-hmm.
But we already know about
it. I know. Well, you know about Bolton's book too, but you hadn't read it.
Okay, so you're saying I'll be reading it next Tuesday? No, I'm not going to be reading the book. So.
The book reads you. You don't read the book, Bob. The book.
Yeah.
Go get Thomas Kinchin or somebody. Get somebody Carolyn actually likes.
Yes, but that book, that's part of the magic of the Trump dynasty or dynasty. That book exists.
Yeah.
Is that?
Yeah.
Okay. I went back when Trump won. In 2016, I went back, and there was, way back in November 2009, a few months into Iron, you were commenting on, I think, Balmoral Palace and other dynasties, and you mentioned Trump. And of course, I didn't pick up on it that time, but Trump was in that world of dynasties and dynasties.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
That's your world. That's the tiny note.
That's what I live in. That's right. Okay.
Don't mess this up. That's where post-Furry Land kicks in. Because now Furry Land's lost all of its flavor. There's nothing left. No one even acknowledges it. See, all the fucking in the world, the most taboo, risque things that you just, to turn your head, oh my God, you can't see that. Oh my God, you can't do that. People don't do that. Ooh, that's vulgar. Ooh, I'm so titillated. Ooh, that's terrible. Ooh. Nobody cares about that. You can be fucking a jackass and they don't care anymore. Or a jackass can be fucking you and you don't care. It's nothing's odd. Granny porn is not even a murdering after a while, Bob.
Right, you're calling all that the Furrylent archetype.
That's what Furrylent stands for. The American dream that says I can fuck whatever I want to fuck. Furrylent stood for
I'm an American, and the American dream is it shouldn't matter what I am engaged to.
Right. Okay, good. Got that. Do you see a outcome for Ghislaine, or you just say Elaine? Ghislaine.
Oh, it's Gillen Maxwell. Gillen.
Okay.
Gillen.
The WikiLeaks stuff is waiting to be released if it has to be. Is she making some headway and might actually survive this ordeal she's put through?
You're so funny, Nikki. Somebody in the sex business making headway.
Okay.
That's really good. She's got movies of Andrew. She's got dirty movies of Andrew. She's got dirty movies of them doing their John Podesta and the Clinton doing all their little hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo. He's got all the fat cat. She's got all the fat cat movies.
Well, then that would, people would say, well, she'll be killed tomorrow.
Probably.
It'll be released.
Mm-hmm.
That's the problem. So
They're probably going to move her to Rikers because they've emptied Rikers because of the corona shit. They could probably keep her alive if she goes to Rikers. You know, New York.
Well,
she'll get infected.
She'll get infected.
Yeah, everybody's gone. Ain't nobody making
it. Oh, okay.
There,
so they keep her alive there. So you see her not being killed right for a while.
Well, we're playing with it a little bit. We want a distraction. We need some distraction. They need to put that. They're running around talking about what they're going to do and how good they are and how they don't have this and they don't have that problem and how terrible Trump is. And he said pussy on CNN. He made CNN say pussy. Oh, no, that motherfucker, he's going to have to pay. We are much more pious than he. And then the picture of their husband is caught in there with a 12-year-old. That's going to be a distraction, Bob, because people are going to get tired of watching Sleepy Joe. They're going to get tired of watching Trump fight his way to the bottom. He's racing himself to the bottom. They're going to get tired of it. And they're like, shut the fuck up, Trump. Just do your thing. Get out of the way. You know you're not 20 points behind. You're not 30 points behind. That's where it was when Hillary Rodham Clinton was our president. That just over the country either. Go get Bernie Sanders. Bernie Sanders will maybe help you. It'll be good. We'll have a 100-day moratorium on deportations. We'll extend the ACA coverage for illegal immigrants. We'll have a $15 minimum wage. We'll have a study of reparations for Negro people. Ooh, we don't know where they are, but we're going to give them a lot of money.
Okay, so she'll be a distraction from Biden and Trump, is what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, Trudeau didn't come to the signing. People don't believe me, but I point out
because
he is dead. Is his wife scared that she's going to be off too?
No, she hates the new clone thing or replacement. Not even a good clone. His face is drawn. If you look at picture, there aren't any pictures of him lately. But if there were pictures of him, his face is drawn.
So there are people in the media, choke point solutions used to call them, that know that he's a clone, and they say, we can't let these pictures out, and they're telling the Toronto Star and the Globe Mail not to put those pictures up. Is that how it's controlled?
Correct. There aren't any pictures being made.
Would the person who's a choke point be an employee of the Toronto Star or the Globe and Mail?
You don't even know what that means.
Well, how do they control the paper? They just don't.
They don't control the paper. They just don't let his photograph be photographed.
Okay. So he has to hide from photography right now.
He does. He is.
Mm-hmm. Right.
When's the last time Trudeau been to Ottawa?
Now, you say, I think the clone phenomenon, when did that start? I think Gaddafi was a clone. They killed the clone.
Yeah, it's been going on forever.
So this is what Dr. Beter knew. He understood that.
That's right. He understood that. And he heard that from the Queen, because the Queen was very proficient at it.
She knows about it.
Victoria had a standby in case they were going to try to execute the Queen, that little wave, the little rickety walk. You know, Queen Victoria had the little rickety walk, but the clone didn't. And so she used the clone for in case they're going to kill it, it wouldn't kill her.
Right. Now,
that's when Sandringham, that's when there's a little space in Sandringham that's very important, because that's where a lot of them stayed. That's why Margaret liked it so much.
That's where the clones are kept. Is that what you're saying?
Many of them, yeah.
Right. So this shows that science is progressing for the population. They haven't experienced the announcement of making clones yet. But
you talk about that. That's what the paterfamilias is the author of the clone, isn't it, Bob? So they ain't invented nothing new.
But wait a minute. The Illuminati, the bloodline, the elites, the empires on the angel chart, they have access for many millennia to advanced science to make clones. That's the secret.
Clown.
People don't know.
We like it. Clown. Yeah.
Clowns.
That's good.
Yeah, but the science has been available to them to make clones, and that's the secret that people never knew.
Correct.
Yeah. And it's also because they have access to no time, or they live no time, parallel worlding, so they can bring clones from the future, right?
Yeah.
From the little man's future.
The one most famous for that was Otto von Habsburg.
Oh, okay.
Yes, he made money off of it, too. With Andrew.
All right. And what about Leopold
II? They always waved the backup. Well, Leopold II was a different world. That was about power, not about money.
Okay,
remember?
Good. All right. Let's a couple of points here. Now that we're deleting, okay, here's an interesting point. A writer claims that if you look at all the cave drawings done by, quote, cavemen, there's underlying images, or you might say motifs, in all the cave drawings. So there are surface variations, but the underlying images.
We went over those.
What did we say about them?
Well, back down in the Mayans, remember the faces? They weren't faces. They thought it was like little people. Stick people. Those faces were spaceships, were UFOs.
Right.
And then the cone head people, they were showing it like they had a hat on, Seti. It was a water head, the hydrocephalic. One of the water heads where they had those big heads like the aliens have. And so they were just painting pictures of what they saw.
They weren't. They weren't aliens. Then
they were aliens. They were just. Yeah, they were. No, waterheads aren't. But they this big hat cone head thing that the Egyptian pharaohs had. That was their real head. And so that extension isn't what they were just drawing. What they saw, and the people saw those and they said, "Oh, that's a stick man. Oh, that's a football. Oh, that's a rock box. That's a rock box. It's a rock box. I don't know what a rock box is, but that's a rock box." That's not a flying saucer. No such a thing as a flying saucer. We don't even have saucers for our cups. How can we have flying saucers? This is crazy. All that was done before.
I'm not sure. Are you saying the coneheads were aliens?
Yes. And the people saw them, and they drew pictures in the caves of what they saw. They didn't make up new things. They just wrote what they saw.
And so the underlying images in a lot of the cave drawings is the startling experience of meeting aliens.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they were celebrating making a record
or what they were acknowledging more than anything, because nobody would believe it because they'd never seen it before.
Did it all happen at one time or over many millennia, these experiences?
What's the difference?
Okay, and no time.
How long was the 100 Years' War, Bob?
A couple of days.
Right. See, it wasn't even 100 years, so you can't go by that.
Right, but in that little talk you just gave, did you say you were talking about something that wasn't aliens? I thought you said, well, they weren't aliens. What was that?
No. They were aliens. The aliens didn't draw the pictures. People saw the aliens, and they drew what they saw. They recorded.
So are the stick figures aliens?
No, but that was what they were. They were flying saucers, different aspects. They were just pointing out what it was, not people. That was just their rendition of writing what they saw. It's like on the wall of the Fifth Element, where Aziz was having to give light. They were telling of the ancient prophecy where the Fifth Element would come, the perfect one would come to save the day. And then they moved to the future, and those are the past representations of Lilu, the Fifth Element, for now.
The stick figures, are they representing
the codex. That's why you have to have the codex.
What's the codex?
You know, the thing you bought from the Catholic Church.
Okay, so the codex refers, the codex explains this cave drawing?
It does. It gives the ramifications of the distinction or the separations between the meat sack body and then other bodies. You have five bodies. Those five bodies are earth, wind, fire,
and water.
Earth, wind, fire, and water. And then the fifth element, the perfect being, will be the fifth body, what you call mystery landscape.
Yeah, mystery landscape. So you were saying the stick figures represent the UFO vehicles. Is that what you said?
Vehicles and different aspects, but they weren't as they were noted. That people saw it and said, well, that looks like a stick figure. No, it's a flying saucer. But it looks like a stick figure. Okay, well, you know, that looks like foie gras. Well, I don't know. I've never seen foie gras. What does foie gras look like? No, that's foie gras. No, that's a brain. That's a brain. That's not foie gras. Well, you crazy son of a bitch. That is not. Now, I've never seen it. Well, no, I put it in the cave, and I saw a picture of this man's head, and I drew it. And it was foie gras, it was goose liver, but I painted and people thought it was a man's brain. The goddamnest thing we ever seen was like the frontal lobe of a man's brain. But it wasn't that. It was foie gras. It really was foie gras. They didn't know, Bob. They didn't know.
Okay, I got you. It was a brain. Wasn't it a brain?
Yeah, it was a brain. Yeah, it was a brain. It was from the horror. It was from the goose's horror.
The stomach brain.
The stomach brain.
The penis brain. Okay. All right. We don't see that when we x-ray our stomach. We don't see the penis brain, right?
You gotta go a little lower. You gotta get a little lower for that, Bob. That's where it all dumps out.
You mean like your intestines?
You know. Where the information flows, Bob.
That's not visible in normal hospital anatomy x-rays.
Typically, no. That's right.
Okay. So, here's the final question.
Okay.
Let's see how this develops. The opening question would be, are we, or you, or Iandom, or the 811th of Tekwati, running everything and creating all the scenarios in the media landscape?
Well, we would say yes, but now it's even gotten a little bit ahead of us. There's aspects that we control. We do control the horizontal, and we do control the vertical. But there's an aspect or the ratio perspective, like the difference between 4K and 8K. We don't control that. We don't control that. Perspective of how many 19-inch color TVs there are per square inch in the Ks, we don't control that. We can't. Because that's a visual bias that has to be a perceived condition. Humans typically can't tell the difference until they get an 8K TV, and then they look at a 4K TV, and oh, then it's like 750 and 1080p. The difference, you can't tell until you have the really, really, really good TV. Do you remember when you were at JW's and you were looking at the TV, and you're like, oh, my God, it's the most incredible picture. Like you could just kind of walk into the picture.
Yeah.
That's what it represented, but you didn't know that otherwise. But typically, you just watch it on the computer and you see it. But then, when you see the super high definition or the increased definition or the broader spectrum condition, it looks much more real. You can see between their eyelashes, you know, that kind of thing. So, from that place, it's kind of like, wow, that detail. That's why Carolyn hates high def. But she says it shows every imperfection of the human. You've got to rank them in 1,000 miles that high.
Okay, we know that.
Show it off.
Right. Now, what is a K? What's the definition of K?
The K would be thousands of 19-inch color TVs.
A number. K represents 1,000. So thousands of TVs laid out in the field? Is that what you mean?
Uh-huh. On a screen per inch.
And what was all that about? What were you saying about
that's
that?
That's what you were talking about, the high perspective.
You can't control
what
that.
We control. We can't control perspective. We have a little bitty thing, Zico is a little bitty thing, and that was supposed to be high def, and they turned it into 8K. 8K is this big.
The Zika virus?
It didn't have to be. The coronavirus was supposed to be a little Zika nothing.
Okay.
And then, the tech body got it, and they blew it into 8K. Now it's everywhere.
Right. So you're saying you can't control humans' conditioned responses, which you call perspective.
That they build. Yes, they build. They build superficially.
Yeah, you occasionally say, I ask about why the humans do this, and you go, we don't know. We don't understand that. Mm-hmm. Because you're an extension of us and we're superior, humans can be, and if they're gods, they're superior.
You're fucked up. You don't have a clue.
No, but wait a minute. We're superior than non-physical. When we're little men, non-physical is superior to us and helps us. It's the mystery landscape. You ultimately can't understand a human, especially extended human.
No, that's not the case. What happens is it's kind of like a 4-year-old asking where babies come from. They really don't want to know how the sausage is made, Bob.
Well, that's what you are? You're the 4-year-old? Mm-hmm. You don't want to know?
Nope. We're the parents wondering how to describe to a 4-year-old where baby sister came from.
So do you know, even though humans created non-physical, do you know more than ascended humans?
Today. But now that can shift. That's shifting. It's, or you say fleeting. But, yeah.
So the ascended is going to upgrade itself. The ascended condition was a certain way. It's a newer kind of ascended person. That's why Saint Germain then will have to learn from me.
You'll be the throttle, the choke, and the throttle. You don't even know what that is, but if you did, it would be the choke and the throttle, and somebody else will tell you what the choke and the throttle is, and you go, "Oh yeah, that's me." And that'd be good when they did.
Okay,
that'd
so since March 2009, the cave drawings, they are showing UFOs and stick people and stuff, but would the motifs also be frequencies like our chart on the wall has, the diagram of frequencies, which is underneath matter? Is there something about that level in the cave drawings?
Yeah. And some of it is, a little bit of it is pre-Mary McLuhan. Everything else is post-Mary McLuhan.
Right. So the chart on our wall is the original, real, dependable cave drawing.
It's the one Baudrillard never knew.
Right. He was trying to describe something like that.
It's the stone. It's the stone that the builder rejected.
All right. Okay, so we're running everything except for the 311s, and that's why I've obsolesced education, Karen's obsolesced normal medicine, we've obsolesced other things. And this happened right away in March 2009, where we had to sort of grow into it for a few years.
You'll see, it'll present itself, and then you adjust, you adapt. It's adaptive resource guide. That's where Thompson messes you up. Thompson says you can't go beyond what you are. Thompson says you're not the sum total of your reality. Then another outside influence has to be gauged to tell where you are. So you can't see where you are without a rear view mirror telling you where you were.
And then how is Croker different? I get that. How is Croker different?
Oh, Croker's easy. It's not up to you. Some outside source, the queen, is going to put something up your bum because you're less than in every way and they're superior in every way. And that's why you have to be their subservient, what if someone who's in the realm, they are a servant? No, they're a little person.
Slave. They're a puppet slave.
Not a slave. No. If you're under the queen, you are her
subject.
Subject. Yes, a subject without a verb. It's a subject without a verb.
Right.
Good.
But the
verbless,
that sounds like
a verbless.
Thompson.
A verbless. Well, no, it can be, but Thompson is where you validate the position. That's where you validate the position. It's the educated realm that says you're something, because otherwise you don't know what you are. Croker would never even acknowledge what you are.
What do you say?
You don't know. They don't know.
Croker's describing why it's over for you.
Basically, and how you didn't have a prayer anyway. You had never
Thompson
had a prayer.
Thompson said you did. Thompson said you did have a prayer, but you blew it.
If you could have figured it out, but you didn't.
Right.
If you could have figured it out, it'd be great, but you didn't.
Is that past too perfect, the way you're saying could have figured
no.
it out?
No, maybe, but not very good. It's not a very good example of it. It's
okay.
Okay.
All right. We're running everything. We're really running everything now.
And that's because everything else stopped. You weren't really running anything,
yeah.
But everything stopped, so they're starting to notice. And that's why you're getting all this attention. That's why they want your email, and that's why they want your music reviews, and that's why there's nothing else going on, so they run out of anybody to fuck with but you, because you told everybody how big it was, and now everybody's making an appointment trying to see how big your TT really is. So you're either going to have to slow that down a little bit, are you going to have to stop wearing pants and start showing everybody your penis so that all doubt will be prescribed?
All right. So, but that was quite a mouthful about Trump for this soundbite.
Happy days. Hey, show up Saturday. Let's see what we can do. We'll fuck up some commas.
Okay. Thank you very much. Appreciate the session. We'll probably see you on Saturday.